another one of the miuts that is mentioned here in the Braisa is miut derech eretz, a decreasing or a diminution of derech eretz. So what exactly does this mean? So we are familiar, in general, and even through Perkei Avos, with two common interpretations of derech eretz. And in fact, although I wouldn't consider either of these the dominant interpretations, but both of these classical translations of derech eretz are mentioned as possible interpretations of our braisa here in Perek Kinyan Torah. The first common translation that we have, or understanding of the term derech eretz, is politeness or menschlichkeit. And the Medrash Shmuel suggests as one of his interpretations that perhaps what's being interpreted here is derech eretz kipshuto, the simple understanding of politeness. Of course, this raises the obvious question, how could the braisa be encouraging mute derech eretz, a lack of menschlichkeit? How could that be? That's a kinyan Torah. So the Medrash Shmuel explains this to refer to a very narrow situation, but one in which, in fact, is not so uncommon. Efshar lefish im yavo lefanav adam chashuv or inyan chashuv ba'odo osek b'torah, izbalta b'limudo k'nei la'achshiv oso ha'ish. A person is learning, and there's some type of possible conflict. Somebody who's relative importance comes over, wants to speak to you, has a matter to discuss with you, or possibly to distract you with. On the one hand, to totally ignore him or to tell him to leave you alone because you're learning, that's obviously not menschlichkeit, that's not derech eretz. You're insulting the person. Therefore, says the Braisa, l'chein awar b'miyut derech eretz. On the one hand, you have to be polite. On the other hand, you can't be too polite in the sense that if you're totally engaging in the person the way you would be in any other circumstance, you will completely negate and nullify imi mavatol your learning. Tov lo shiyabo miyut derech eretz, lo yispata milimudo. That's one possibility, that in cases where we have a conflict potentially between our learning and politeness, so we have to be somewhat polite, but there is what we might call counter pressure. We should realize that if we're in the Beis Medrash, if we're in a shir, if we're in learning, so even though there has to always be some derech eretz, that might be appropriate time, says the Medrash Shmuel, for miut derech eretz. Some quote in this vein, the Gemara in Ksubis, which has its famous admonition, Le'olam te da'aito shel adam mu revis imabrios. You have to know how to get along with people, how to relate to people, how to be a mensch, but not be mevatel Torah, how to get your way out of things, but not create a chil Hashem. So there's certain emotional intelligence, people skills, that are required for this interpretation of miut derech eretz. Again, the pshuto, the typical understanding of the word, but in a specific situation. A second common translation of the word derech eretz refers to working, making a parnasa. And in fact, the Maharal in Derech Chaim says that's exactly what it's referring to. Miut derech eretz here refers to not too much work. Don't make that your ikar. Rav Chanan Wasserman in the Kovetz Mamarim is quoted as saying something similar. And Rav Avadya Yosef in his Anaf Eitz Avos suggests that this may also, one of his suggestions is also this interpretation. Of course, an obvious problem would be that we know that one of the other Memchas Kinyanei Torah, which we actually just discussed in the previous year, is Miut Schora, would seem to be redundant. So, unless I missed it, it seems that Rav Avadya has an easy answer, and that is, I don't think he quotes Miut Schora. I didn't see it listed at all. So that would take care of that problem. Maral does mention it, and he has a question, and he gives an interpretation which I'm not quite sure I understand at the moment, where he tries to distinguish between miut schora and miut derech eretz, even if it means working, that he thinks that there may be a difference between malacha and masa umatan. So perhaps it's redundant, but not likely that this is an interpretation, but some do suggest it. Those are two possibilities which are coalescing with the two most common translations in every other context of derech eretz, but seem to be not the common explanations here in our braisa, but they do exist. Perhaps the most common interpretation of our Braisa is suggested by the Medrash Shmuel initially, and that is that he suggests that here the word Derech Eretz is a polite way of describing Tashmish Amita, or marital sexual relations. And here the Braisa is telling us not to engage in that too much. Medrash Shmuel actually goes through a good amount of the time explaining or proving why the term Derech Eretz is a appropriate use or reference for this idea of sexual or marital relations. He quotes, as others after him do, the pasuk by the Benos Lot in Perek Yutes in Bereishis, pasuk Lamed Aleph, where they speak about there's no one in the world, Lavo Aleinu Kid Derech Kol Aretz, and that's of course a reference to sexual relations, to Tashmish Amita. And the larger point, he gives other examples and other proofs and other rationales. The Medrash Shmuel does what might be referenced be using this phrase, Davka Derech Eretz. But the basic point, he says, is Hashmienu Hatana, the Braisa is teaching us, Ki Arutz HaLiknos Kinyan Shalim B'Torah, Toshi Konez B'Zeh Lifnim Min Ashura, V'Yivdir Atzum HaMuter Lo, V'Yimait Afilu B'Mashuhu Derech Eretz. Even though it's allowed, even though it's appropriate and healthy, even though it's a mitzvah in the context of marriage, nevertheless, says Medrash Shmuel, especially if one wants to be a Talmud Chacham, to have a kinyan in Torah, a person should be careful not to overindulge in this regard. Yaakov Emden in the Lechem Shemayim also suggests this as a possible interpretation. He points out that the likely source of this is Gittin, the Gemara Daf Ayin Amud Aleph, which lists a number of things, I believe it's 8 things, in which are Ruban Kashe Umi Utan Yafeh, that too much would be difficult, but a smaller amount is very good. And I think it's the second thing that's mentioned there is Derech Eretz, exactly the same phrase, Derech Eretz. The context there is certainly one of Tashmish Amita marital relations, and as Rav Yaakov Emden says, if one engages in that too much, Nimtze Mevatel Toraso. It's not clear what he or the Medrash Shmuel mean by that. Perhaps it just means it's distracting, although it may possibly mean the idea that which was common among many earlier Mefarshim, and that is the understanding that there might be health consequences to overindulging in marital relations, which could affect you generally and also in your learning. This idea is found in the Tiferes Yisrael, perhaps the Yaivitz, in the Chassid Yaivitz, the Baruch She'amar, or Baruch Halevi Epstein, and perhaps goes all the way back, at least in general, to the Rambam and Hilchos Deos, Paragad, Halacha Yutes. Again, all of these sources speak about too much Tashmish being bad for one's health, and perhaps that's the interpretation here in our Braisa, why it's a conflict with Kinyan Torah, or perhaps it's just a question of distraction. That is the third and a very common interpretation among the Mefarshim. Derech Eretz here, Derech Eretz refers to marital relations, Tashmish Amita. A fourth possibility is suggested by Rashi here in Perkei Avos, where he says in Perek Vav, on our Braisa, Mi'at Derech Eretz, Shlo Yehei Matsui Im Bnei Adam B'Shuk. Don't be overly social, don't be too social outside the Beis Medrash. Again, the balancing act is clearly implied and necessary. To some degree, being involved in the outside world, socializing, has many benefits on multiple levels. Nevertheless, if one wants to be a Talmud Chacham, you can't be out of the Beis Medrash too much. You can't be socializing too much with people who aren't in the Beis Medrash. You can't be so matsui b'nei adam b'shuk. If you want to learn, you have to be with the people who learn, and you have to be in a place that learns. So again, the balance necessary is obvious, but if this is the correct interpretation, it is certainly reasonable advice or caution as a Kinyan Torah not to be overindulgent in socialization and social networking. A fifth possible interpretation is also suggested by the Medrash Shmuel, and he explains that perhaps in this context, Derech Eretz means Baishanus, which here I would translate perhaps as shame, but it seems more likely the way the Medrash Shmuel explains it as timidness or being reservedness, as he says, Lafi Shahad Baishanus, Hu Av Va'im Lakol Hamidos Tovos. So I'm not sure that means shame, But there's a certain reservedness, a certain inwardness, a certain timidness, which he says is the av v'aim, is the source of all other good midos. L'chein hishmienu, what we're told is you're not going to get Torah if you have too much bishanos. Miut derech eretz means don't have so much bishanos. Usually we think of bishanos as a good thing. He just said it's the av aim of all good things, so wouldn't you want more and more? He says, no, too much of a good thing could be bad, because as we know from Perek Yavos and Perek Beis, ein habayshan lo meid. Too much will be a bad thing. And the Medrash Shmuel goes on to explain, specifically it comes to the issue of asking questions of the teacher. On the one hand, ribui, having too much, which again, you might think, if bishanos is such a good thing, wouldn't you want a ribui? He says, no, ribui, too much bishanos is a bad thing, because yebosh milishol rabo, if you don't understand anything, you'll be too timid to ask a question. On the other hand, no bishanos would also be terrible. V'haedro legamri enu tov, that's horrible. Kein ra'oi sheyishal she'losav l'rabo ba'azus, you can't be disrespectful when you ask questions, and therefore the balance necessary, says the Medrash Shmuel, is rak b'miut derech eretz. You shouldn't have too much of a bishanos when it comes to learning, but a little bit a miut. Going back to that Mishnah earlier in Perek Yavos in Perek Beis, Mishnah Hey ain't a bishan lomed. So this same idea seems to be articulated in a very nice way by Rabbeinu Yonah there. Midas aboshes he tova b'chol inyan levad b'limud. In general, we think boshes, shame, inwardness, timidness, reservedness, it's a great thing, except for when it comes to learning. Ki lo tova habusha b'limud. Ki v'gam ein letalmid lomar tipish kamoni. Because a person should say to themselves, a fool like me, eich eshal davar lefnei chacham gadol b'torah mufupa v'chachma. How can I ask my Rebbe? How can I ask the Talmud Chacham, people who know so much more than me, so much Torah, so much smarter than me? I'm a tipish, I'm a fool. How can I ask? So he says, this is a mistake. But rather, because if you do that, chachma elav me'ayin tavo, how will you ever learn? So, again, Eina Bai Shalomed is an idea we know, certainly from Perek Beis and Perek Yavos, and this Rabbeinu Yonah is a very nice amplification or elaboration of that, but it's perhaps possible, according to one interpretation in the Medrash Shmuel, that is also the interpretation here of Derech Eretz, Miut Derech Eretz. And lastly, Rav Yaakov Emden has an interpretation which is truly fascinating. He suggests that perhaps here Derech Eretz means the ways of the world, broader knowledge, both book and otherwise. Shema yichvol gam limud chachmas ha'olam ha'nitzrachos. You and I might call secular studies. And he gives examples of various sciences and math, but it's not only that, but he says in all these cases, mi'utan yotha, these are all important, but not too much if you want to learn. You have to know how the world works. The world Hashem natan ha'elokim levnei adam. This is a world that Hashem has given us to tend, the avdo ulishamra. It's our responsibility to learn those chachmos so we know how to work and run the world. Eichel hisnahegba b'tzarchei aguf ha'echrachim. Again, natural sciences, health, medicine, what the body needs. V'nyinai ha'bayis, certain social things, family things, various iskei things, business, other things. All these things, he says, how people are v'asakim, or iskei b'mi adam zem zev, v'nyuhu kamadinos, politics, interactions between people, all these things, shetaydaito morebis mabrios. A person has to know these things. These are all important to learn. He is unequivocal about that. These are chachmos ha'olam nitzrachos. All these things, the soft sciences, the hard sciences, politics, language, communication skills, finance, these are all important, says Rav Yaakov Emden. But miut derech eretz, if one wants to grow in Talmud Torah, there has to be a balance and a certain limit. Because as we've said previously, there is a limit to time and there's a limit to intellectual and mental energy. And if a person wants to grow in one, it is going to come necessarily at the expense of other. Rare is the person who can be truly great in everything or even in these two disparate disciplines. So Yaakov Emden is not saying that you shouldn't have any of this knowledge. Even the Talmud Chacham should have miut derech eretz. It's not just the people who aren't learning who should have secular knowledge. Even the Talmud Chacham, who wants a Kenyan Torah, should have some. But for him, at least, as someone who has those goals and that aspiration of a true Kenyan Torah, it should be miut derech eretz. So just to review, because we saw many different ideas. Altogether, I believe we shared 6 different interpretations. The first two, although not the most common here in our Brisa, but nevertheless, 2 possibilities corresponding to the 2 more common translations of Derech Eretz in general. Politeness, don't be overly polite if it involves Bittul Torah. Just figure out a quick and easy way to be polite, but try to get back to your learning. When it comes to working, don't make work your ikar, rather it should be the tafel, if you want to focus on your learning. Of course, we raised the question, how does this relate to the other thing which is mentioned, the Yitzchora, but that was number 2. And then there were 4 other interpretations that were not typically the way we understand the term Derech Eretz, but perhaps are more commonly suggested by the Mefarshim here in the Memches Kinyanei Torah. So of those we saw, firstly, perhaps it refers to marital relations, Tashmi Shemitah, and that even though it's allowed and even a mitzvah, but a person who wants to grow in their learning and excel should not overindulge in that area. Then we saw the possibility that relates to not being too sociable, not overindulging in socialization, especially if it's bashuk, it's outside the Beis Medrash, perhaps, and including people who aren't necessarily committed to learning themselves. So you should be involved with people, know how to get along with people, you're allowed to socialize, but again, miut shouldn't be too much or you simply won't be able to learn. Then we saw the issue that was suggested perhaps that here Derech Eretz means baishanus, a certain inward shame or timidness and reservedness, and that refers to, on the one hand, it's an important thing to have respect, especially in your learning. On the other hand, miut Derech Eretz don't have too much shame, ain't a baishan lomeid. If you have too much shame, you won't ask questions, and therefore you won't be able to grow. And lastly, we saw the suggestion of Rav Yaakov Emden that perhaps here Derech Eretz is a broad umbrella term to refer to various disciplines of what we would call Mada, let's say, or sometimes is referred to as Derech Eretz in the Rav Shimshon Paul Hirsch terminology, or is often Torah Parnasa, Torah Derech Eretz, Torah Mada. In fact, Yaakov Emden here actually has a relatively broad umbrella, broad formulation, seem to employ many different ideas, again, based on the principle that Hashem has given us a world, and we're thankful for that. We need to know all the various things that are necessary to run that world effectively, science, medicine, economics, diplomacy, politics, etc. And the chiddush here is that this is important even for the person who wants to have a Kinyan Torah, to know these things, but in that case, if that's your true goal, then it has to be miut, it has to be limited.